This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty.
Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes.
General, would you care to step outside?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
Oh, I'm very excited, gentlemen. As you can see, the hockey jerseys are coming out of the closet because it is now hockey jersey season.
When you say they're coming out of the closet, hold on a second. When you say they're coming out of the closet,
I walked into that one.
You did. Is it hockey season for us?
It's supposed to be hockey season. It's supposed to be hockey. It's nothing season because you can't. They won't start hockey until January apparently. So, you know, because the whole world is fucked. And
Does San Francisco have a hockey team?
San Jose does.
San Jose.
That's close enough, right?
Seattle is about to get one. The Seattle Kraken.
Did you say Seattle Crackheads?
No, Kraken.
Ooh, no, that's the Portland Crackheads.
Oh, Portland. What's Seattle?
Kraken.
Seattle's not that far off.
Right.
No. Seattle Kraken. Okay.
And hey, there's a note. Welcome to the locker room.
Hey-o.
I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
I am Marco.
And we are back. Gentlemen, how are you? Don't be sorry.
So tired. But not, hey, yo, okay. Not as tired as I was two episodes ago where I didn't say, but like three things during the whole episode. So you're not that tired. I'm tired, but not that tired.
No, we were both hurting that episode. Wrecked. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this episode.
Hey, hold on. Yeah, go. Sorry.
Go.
Sorry.
Okay.
Is it an expansion team or somebody moving?
Okay.
We're back on the hockey.
So,
inquiring.
Those of you non-hockey fans, the NHL reorganized how their divisions were set up, and that they ended up with two teams in the Western Conference short from the Eastern Conference. But the whole plan was to, you know, be two teams short in the Western Conference to make room for two expansion teams. Vegas was the first expansion team,
right?
And then the plan was last year, or I should say this year, was to have the second expansion team, which is Seattle, join the league. But obviously COVID fucked everything up this year. So Seattle, I think, will be joining the league next year. So the Seattle Kraken.
They have a stadium in place. Not a stadium, but, you know, they have a facility already and everything.
I believe it's under construction. It should be ready, or it's almost done. It should be ready because, I mean, they have to have a place to play, obviously. So for those of you who aren't hockey fans, just imagine trying to strap knives to your feet, run around on a sheet of ice, and chase someone with a stick. It's the greatest sport on the planet.
Or it's a cut reel from fucking The Shining.
And let's face it, you know, it's got to be the coolest sport on the planet, because what other sport do you get 2 minutes, like a 2 minute penalty for a high stick, right? But you get an extra 2 minutes if you draw blood. Like, what sport has penalty enhancements for drawing blood except hockey? The old joke is I once went to a fight and a hockey game broke out.
So, I've only been to a couple of hockey games in my life, and luckily the first one that I went to had a hell of a fight. It was a Kings game. It was a hell of a fight that broke out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my favorite sport. It's as people have seen, I'm not a big sports guy. I'm not, but in all confession time, you guys know this, but maybe the audience doesn't, or maybe I've said it. My mother is not, or wasn't born in this country. I am the firstborn child of a mother immigrant. She is a refugee from Canada.
Did you say refugee?
No, my mother's mom, my grandmother was a refugee from the civil war in Russia, when the Soviets took over during the revolution. So she moved to Canada, and then my mom was born, and then my mom moved here when she was a teenager. So I'm technically the first on my mother's side, first generation born here. For such a white kid, that's a kind of a weird thing. But I grew up because my family was Canadian. It was, you know, hockey, hockey, hockey. So that's how I developed the love for it. But we're not talking about hockey. We're talking about something that the U.S. kind of invented in a way.
Yeah.
And Canada, my mother's home away from home, actually has the same thing. We're going to talk about that too. We're going to talk about, because it's Thanksgiving, the uniquely American holiday, Thanksgiving. Gentlemen, let's start with this. Marco, you grew up in Venezuela.
I did.
Do you remember the first time you experienced an American Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I should say Thanksgiving in general, because at that point.
Right. Yes. Clear as day.
Thanksgivings were American.
I was like, people are doing what? And they're doing what with a bird? They're shoving what into the ass of the bird?
They're shoving croutons up a bird's ass? What is going on?
Hold on. Mira. Let me get this straight. So these people here, that we moved to this land, and these people are grabbing old bread and they're shoving it in the asshole of the big bird. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
I'll do you one better. What about the whole turducken phenomenon that was going on for a while?
Yo, I when I first heard about that, I was like, the white folk can't be that crazy. I'm like, you can't. I mean, I grew up with these two motherfuckers, and God, I love your crazy asses, but I'm like, these people cannot be this crazy. And I looked it up, and I was like, that's a fucking recipe.
Yeah.
There's a technique.
The first time I ever knew that you could order sesos or cabeza burrito, I noped out on your fucking people. So,
But how do you think that came about? Where there's like a couple, I picture whenever I like think of shit like that, I always put myself in the South, and it's always like, you know, Billy Bob and Billy Joe standing around there and going, hey, Billy, you reckon you can shove them, that one bird up that other bird, and put that other bird up that turkey's ass?
Oh, see, no, I always think of it as like a chef, you know, like one of those master chef competitions where one chef's like, I'm going to stuff this bird with bread. And then another chef comes on and goes, I'm going to stuff this bird with another bird. And then another chef comes along and goes, I'm going to stuff that bird with a bird and shove that bird in the first bird. It was just like a one-upping cooking show competition. And for those of you that don't know what a turducken is a chicken inside of a duck inside of a turkey, and they're all cooked together.
Well, a Cornish game hen, I think, is what they use.
Cornish game hen. Yeah. Well, yeah.
All right. Same.
A real chicken wouldn't fit in a.
So, okay. So the actual origin is not 100% known. So it's speculated, right? It's speculated where it came from. But the general belief is that, what do you guys think? Random guess. Where do you guys think it came from?
Martha Stewart.
Guess. No. Region. Give me.
And I mean, she gave birth to one.
Oh, shit. I thought it was going to be like Julia Child.
Her, you know what I'm saying? A little too much sherry. Got real high.
Oh, damn.
Because you know Martha and Snoop are homies. No, I have no idea. Let's go with Germany. They like to fucking build shit.
What state in the United States? What state?
Oh.
Oh, state in the United States?
Yeah, United States.
Florida. Florida.
That's pretty strong. It's pretty strong guess. I mean, Florida's pretty squirrely.
Florida's got some squirrely shit.
Kentucky. I see where you guys did there. Okay.
Okay.
Well, it is believed that Louisiana.
Ooh, that was my second guess.
That's close. Chef. That's like Florida adjacent.
Yeah, so I mean,
it's credited. There's a chef in Louisiana that's credited for coming up with this motherfucker in like the 70s or 80s.
Okay, so it looks like Matt's explanation of, hey, Bubba, just put the bird. That was, you were right. That was pretty spot on.
A little more Creole in there, but yeah.
So somebody. So basically what happened.
Ooh, I'm going to put that on the bird inside out of the bird.
somebody fucked that up. Somebody's basically, Bubba, I fucked up the roux, so we don't got no roux for no gumbo tonight. So we need to have something else on this menu.
And somebody said,
"Woohoo! Woohoo!"
So what I thought I would do is, I was going. I did the shopping for our Thanksgiving festivities, and California has regulations about, like, you know, how many people you can have over. So I was just waiting as I'm buying all this food, and it's clear to anyone with half a brain that I'm trying to either have leftovers for the entire month of December or feed a house full of more than 10 people. Yeah. And I was,
but hold on, but hold on. So in California, the Fuhrer Newsom said we can't gather with more than 3 different households, right?
Right.
Now, no disrespect, no whatever. Actually, fuck it. I don't even fucking care. This is fucking Southern California. You get 3 Latino families together, you know how many fucking people that could be?
You don't need 3. You don't need 3. And that's correct. Really, that is the actual number.
Yeah, but I'm saying
70, 72.
If you say, okay.
And that's just counting first cousins.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's not inviting like second ring. You know, that's just first ring.
Okay, no more than 3 households.
Do you remember when I explained to you, because you know how much I love history, do you remember when I explained to you, We were talking about the Battle of the Alamo where Davy Crockett died, and I said there were only 200 Mexicans at the Alamo, and you said, how come? And I said, because they only had 2 cars.
They just made it a pinto and a pickup truck.
Monte Carlo.
Yeah, a Monte Carlo, a lowered Monte Carlo, a 86 at Monte Carlo.
But sorry, so you were at the store.
I was shopping,
was there any toilet paper?
No.
Yeah, there was none already at the Ralph's. But yeah,
dude,
my girl was at Ralph's today, and there was. She sent me a picture. Literally nothing on the fucking shelf. Nothing. Dude,
it's not. It's not dysentery. It's a
respiratory.
Anyway. Yeah.
Hey, I went to Costco. I went to Costco the other day, and we needed TP. We need a TP. So I grabbed one pack of TP and one pack.
Plus it's Costco, so you got like 48 rolls in that one pack anyway. I mean, let's keep it real.
one. So I'll grab one pack of toilet paper, one pack of paper towels, and one pack of the wipes, the flushable wipes. And I'm waiting for these ladies to go. And these two ladies are together. Obviously, they're shopping together. They're friends, whatever. And one of them, they're loading up one cart. They got 2 carts. One cart is just for TP and paper towels. Ugh. And my son's like, Daddy, are they building a tower? And I looked at him and I'm like, a tower of stupidity.
A tower of shame.
Yeah.
Really, shame. Really loud. I'm like, a tower of stupidity. And my son, a tower of stupidity? I'm all, mm-hmm.
And you got this little tear in your eye as you were so proud. Yep.
That's amazing.
Your son gets it.
And I said it loud. I'm sure I said it loud enough to like where they heard me and everyone else heard me around, like in the immediate surrounding. I had a couple older guys like laugh. They chuckled, and I was like, that was my inner Matthew just letting loose right there. Both
so
barrels.
Proud.
Oh, dude, so proud. I'll tell you. Remind me later to tell you. I unloaded on a security guard as I was walking to the grocery store, and I had my mask in my hand. I hadn't put on yet. I just unloaded on her. I was fed up. But what I thought we would do is, because of that trip, my daughter goes, hey, Dad, how can we eat turkey on Thanksgiving? And I went, let me explain. No, there is too much. Let me sum up. I realized that was not right.
Like, buttercup and little, less than half an hour.
But it did inspire me to come up with some questions about Thanksgiving, that I can answer for you guys. So, we will get your best guess to the basic answer, and then I'll give the explanation as we do our Thanksgiving special. So welcome to the Locker Room Podcast 2020. Rona got me crazy in Thanksgiving special.
Gobble, gobble, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I was going to go with gobble, fucking gobble, but gobble, gobble, motherfuckers is right up there.
What year was the actual first Thanksgiving? Let's go back to social studies.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck if I know.
That's going to have to be like 16-something, right? No, 1492.
That shit hit the ocean blue.
Yeah, got lost twice. Anyway, so you got
to
give him.
But what, at least he got the people here to stop, you know, cutting out virgins' hearts and sacrificing them to sun gods.
True.
So there's that. That's a bonus.
I'm going to go with like 1543. I don't know.
Okay. Marco?
But I want to say 16-something. Six, but
I'm going to say 16, I don't know, 1616, 1610.
What year did the Mayflower land? Oh, do you remember that one?
Oh, I don't.
1620.
So 1621
was the first Thanksgiving. It was actually a three-day event.
Let's bring that back.
That's employers, what I'm talking about. If you're listening, we start Thanksgiving on Wednesday, and it goes to Friday.
Yes. 3 days. 3 days.
Hey, let me remind me to tell you guys. Oh, actually, we may have a whole episode on how Venezuela gets down for Christmas.
Oh.
The whole week long.
you guys are like the Jews of Christmas, man. You get down for like 7 days and eight crazy nights.
And eight crazy nights, man. It's fucking, it's rum, and more rum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first festival was 50 pilgrims and 9 Wampanoag Indians. And historians believe, now, I don't know, I guess it's because of somebody's written account or what the hell. Historians believe that only 5 women were present. So
who took a head count and kept that? Like, seriously, okay. Come on.
Wait a minute. This is literally, historians believe the first Thanksgiving was a sausage.
There was only 5? There was only 5.
That's what they say. Historians believe that the first Thanksgiving was a sausage party.
So that's the official first sausage fest recorded in history.
Thanksgiving is the first recorded historical sausage fest. So
and
how do they know that?
They made the sandwiches and left. Is that what you're telling me?
No, that was the next day when they had Thanksgiving leftovers for the first time in recorded history.
Well, everyone did keep like diaries or
there's an actual guy who has the first, like, the most reliable journal of the record of the first Thanksgiving. And really, that guy was like, well, Sarah and Mary Jane and Agatha were there, and their 2 cousins who are ugly in face. Right, that's how they counted 5. They're like,
you know what? There may have been 5 women there, but I bet you there's still like 30 guys in the corner still looking at them, gawking over, not having the balls to go talk to them. Just like a real sausage. Oh, totally. You know what I'm saying?
The guy's going like, oh, I totally go talk to her, but you know, I'm gonna keep you guys company.
Wait, what was the count on the natives? How many natives were there?
90.
90. And so 90, and they didn't bring any of their women. I'm not buying it.
Well,
I'm not buying it.
Because the male Indians had long hair, so they couldn't tell the male.
That's what it was. Who knows? What did they say? They misgendered them? They misgendered them.
Misgendered them, right.
Is that the proper word?
There is no proper anything anymore.
I'm
a white guy, so if I say it, it's probably wrong.
It's true.
Okay, who was the first president to declare Thanksgiving a holiday, a national
holiday? Oh, wow. Because I feel like it wasn't a national holiday until like the 50s.
Incorrect.
Oh.
There goes my theory. Yeah, I would have thought it was like a national holiday since like fucking Washington. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was just a thing to do.
Also incorrect, but closer.
Closer. I'm going to say Adams. Adams was the first president
to declare Thanksgiving.
Okay. To declare Thanksgiving a national holiday.
Marco Antonio.
Well, I gave you Washington as my guess, and you said okay. No.
Abraham Lincoln, my favorite president.
No shit.
1863. He did October 3rd, 1863. And if that ain't cool enough, how's this? A woman named Sarah Josepha Hale, right? Which doesn't mean a whole lot to us nowadays, but a woman named Sarah Josepha Hale wrote Lincoln over and over and over for 17 years, right? Telling him that he needed to declare Thanksgiving a national holiday. And apparently it was like 30 total years that this went on. And she wrote articles and shit about this stuff. She wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Wait, she's the first documented fucking Karen that just kept fucking just wouldn't let up.
Yeah. You know what you should have, wow. Mr. Lincoln? You should have a holiday giving thanks.
Dear Mr. Lincoln, per my last letter.
Oh my God. She went to the manager. She went straight to the manager.
She's all, wow. Can I speak to the Secretary of State? Ma'am, I am the Secretary of State. You know what? Let me speak to your manager.
It's amazing.
But she is more famous for having written the song Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Wow.
So, and apparently Lincoln thought it was a good idea to try. It was just before the Civil War, and right at the beginning, I guess, he was hoping that a national day of thanks would kind of bring people back to kind of unite them and remind them that they're all Americans descended from pilgrims.
And what year was A1 sauce made? Wasn't that right around the Civil War time as well?
No, it was A1 was invented during the Civil War. It was like 1866 or 1864.
Really? Yeah.
And so it's like somebody was sitting around during the Civil War and said, you know, it's really good right now.
In the middle of this nation's greatest fucking conflict within itself. And someone said, I need some sauce for this steak.
God bless him. Okay. So next one. You have a 50-50 shot. Did the first Thanksgiving have turkey?
I'm going to say no.
God damn. 1831. Actually, I guess not a 50.
A1. You have one, two, or three. There's three answers. Yes, no, or maybe.
A1 was invented in 1831. A1 steak sauce. 1831. Holy shit.
Tabasco sauce?
Are you sure it was 1830? I thought it was 1867. Anyway,
right, so, no, yeah, 1831.
Did they have turkey at the first Thanksgiving?
No. I'm gonna say no, but okay, also... It could be a maybe because they also claimed there were only five women at the first Thanksgiving, which I say is bullshit. So I'm going to go back to that
one. They had Tilfurkey.
So this Edward Winslow, author of Mort's Relation, A Journey of the Pilgrims at Plymouth. This guy kept the diary. It's his firsthand account of the first Thanksgiving, but did not include any mention of a turkey, but he did say they had a gathering of wild fowl for the meal, but that could have been ducks. It could have been geese. It could have been
hen. It could have been,
right. And then typical staples for these kinds of feasts. So more than likely would have been venison, duck, goose, oysters, lobster, and eel.
I can get down with all that.
Pumpkins and cranberries.
Dude, that's a pretty good spread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it took 3 days.
Hey, dude, add some mimosas to that, and you have some fucking Sunday brunch.
Okay. So if turkey was not officially confirmed at the first Thanksgiving, even though it's already always like depicted that way, there's no evidence to say that turkey was specifically on the menu. So why do we eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
Because of the advertising machine of capitalist America.
Okay. I like that, but no.
No. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of like a legitimate why we eat turkey.
It's really a shit bird. It's not like, I mean, turkey isn't like your go-to for.
I gotta say, maybe like just sheer size. You know what I'm saying? Could it be like the size of the bird?
Yeah,
like,
okay. There you go.
Actually, okay, so there's part of that.
America wants to do it bigger and better.
Because okay. Texas.
Part of that is true. So what happens is you have a guy who kept a diary, another guy. So there's two guys that kept diaries. But his diary was lost for a long time. Then name of Bradford. He had kept a diary and said that the colonists had hunted wild turkey in 1621. Mm-hmm. Right. So when they reference wild fowl at the Thanksgiving feast, and then this guy says that, well, you know, right. His journal says the pilgrims were hunting turkeys in that same time frame. There you get people saying, oh, they had turkey on Thanksgiving, but why do we do it? Well, partially because we thought, oh, they must have had turkey, but also because it's a big enough bird to feed a large gathering of people, right? So there's your mm-hmm. It's a big bird, it can feed a ton of people, mm-hmm. and it's useless.
It is pretty fucking useless.
Yeah. You don't eat its eggs, and like a cow. Like, you wouldn't want to cook a cow for Thanksgiving because cows give milk. You'd rather have the milk, right? Same thing with a chicken. You wouldn't want to cook a chicken because, number one, you'd have to cook a bunch of them, and number two, every chicken you killed is not going to lay any more eggs. So chickens and cows were more useful, and turkeys were like, well, screw it. Like, That bird doesn't.
I kind of want to try a turkey egg now. Has anyone ever eaten a turkey egg? Like, what's like?
I've eaten an ostrich egg.
Yeah. Well, I've had part of an ostrich egg because a whole ostrich egg is 13 fucking eggs.
Yeah. I had an ostrich egg omelet. I don't know how much of the egg made it into the omelet, but it was delicious.
Yeah.
Turkey eggs. That's part of why.
If anybody has turkey eggs, let us know. We want to try them.
Pardoning the White House turkey. Do you know who you know about this, right?
Yeah.
Every year somebody gifts the president a turkey, right? So the person who is credited with pardoning the first Thanksgiving turkey is Harry Truman. But that's not exactly true. What I love about this is Harry Truman is also Dwight Eisenhower is probably one of my favorite presidents, but Truman, I like Truman because when Truman was faced with the question of, hey, do we drop a bomb on Japan? Do we drop one of these atomic bombs on Japan? Truman said,
nope.
Fuck it, drop two if you need to.
Yep.
So Harry Truman's decisiveness, you know, he didn't take that lightly, but I like Truman. I also now doubly like Truman because Truman was the first president given a turkey for Thanksgiving. But he fucking ate it.
As one does.
So he was the first person. That was the first time, you know, like it became this tradition of having a turkey given to the White House. However, JFK, he let it go. He was just like, fuck it, you're free. So he repatriated the turkey into Turkey Society. And then Richard Nixon, Mr. I'm Not a Crook, sent his turkey to a petting zoo. It wasn't until George Bush Sr. that they actually formalized like pardoning the turkey with a president.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not too long ago.
So I say we need a president that goes back to eating the motherfucker.
Yeah. Because what happens to the, I mean, come on. What's the shelf life of a turkey after? It's already old when it gets to the president. Then he kicks it out to a petting zoo. Who's ever petted a fucking turkey? They're mean. And
they're so dumb, they will drown when it rains because they look up in the sky with their mouth open.
I know some people like that too, probably.
I know. That's a true story, Marco. I know you didn't grow up with turkeys because they don't grow in Venezuela, but they are so dumb, they will stare up at the rain and drown themselves.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. How many are the average calories does an American consume on Thanksgiving per person?
Oh, it's got to be something stupid because everybody gorges themselves. I mean, look, Americans right now typically every day consume way more calories than they should to begin with.
True.
That's why most people
are. What's the number?
I'm going to say in one day
or on
one meal, the whole day. Oh, God, that's got to be like, that's got to be 7,000 something calories.
Okay.
I was going to go somewhere like around like 4,500, 5,000.
Oh, ding, 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 4,500.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, bullshit. That's got to be more than that.
That's what it says. Well, that's average. I mean, some people, you know, they average it out. So you're going to have some people blow that fucking curve. okay. This one I thought was kind of interesting. Why do a lot of people, why is it an American tradition to watch football on Thanksgiving?
Fuck if I know.
I'm going to say because after you eat all that fucking food, you just park your ass on the couch and sit there. And
somebody said, fuck it, let's play football in front of them. What? How does that work? I'm going to sit here until somebody starts playing
football. It coincides with football season, right?
No. So one of the first American football games ever was played 3 weeks before Thanksgiving. And then another local club announced that they were going to play their second game on Thanksgiving. Right. So literally the birth of some of the first American football games was on Thanksgiving. But Yale and Princeton started playing an annual Thanksgiving football game. And they started in 1876, Yale and Princeton.
Shit.
Playing football.
Do they still have a football team?
I don't know. I mean, do you think communists want to play football?
You think Yale, you don't really think football right off the bat, right?
No, you don't. So that was kind of interesting. Now, I wanted to ask you guys a couple questions because we're going to get into some of the COVID restrictions as we close out the show. So what is your, and I sent you guys this earlier, so hopefully you're not caught flat-footed.
Yeah.
Your most favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Okay, mine is my grandmother's, and we've carried on the recipe because luckily before she passed, she handed down the recipe, her stuffing. It's phenomenal. And this is, you know, she's to the Italian side, that grandmother. Yeah. So it's the stuffing for sure. Cause it's got, I don't know. It's just got lots of love and goodness in it. And it's like, it's its own meal. Sometimes I eat way too much, but
yeah, that's the way my mom's stuffing is. She uses all the, like all the gizzard stuff. Like she makes like legit old school stuffing. Marco, your favorite one?
No, we're not talking about desserts, right? We're just talking about just actually sides.
Whatever. What's your favorite part of a Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, it could be dessert.
It could be dessert.
The pumpkin pie.
Yeah,
I love pumpkin pie. That's like my favorite pie. Pumpkin
pie. Now, do you put whipped cream? You put whipped cream on the pumpkin pie?
I ain't got time for that shit, dog.
Really?
I'm gonna be real with you. Look, hold on.
It's gotta be whipped cream.
I'm gonna be real with you guys.
All right.
I ain't got time for that shit. I'm gonna warm that bitch up as far as I go.
You warm it up?
Ooh, I don't even warm it up. I eat cold pumpkin pie.
Or room temperature. It's usually room temperature by then. Yeah.
If the ice cream is out, I'll put a scoop on it. If you got to go to the, let me get that out of the freezer. It's gone.
No, you leave the can of whipped cream right next to the pie. Yeah, right next to it.
It's gone.
It's gone. No, it's not. Okay. No, we cover our slice. Like, honestly, you cannot see the pie under the whipped cream.
And this is a testament to how sick and depraved I am. My favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner is the crispy turkey skin.
That's good.
I love me some crispy turkey skin.
Especially
by some mashed potatoes with brown gravy. But the crispy turkey skin's got to take the taco.
I do like to make some cornbread too. My mom makes a really good, I'm not going to have it obviously for probably a little while, but she makes a jalapeno cornbread. Oh yeah. I'll look you right in the eye. Like, you're going to eat that cornbread. Okay.
So what's your least favorite?
The cranberry sauce. I don't really like the cranberry
sauce. I'm right there with you.
I don't care if it's gelatin and looks like the shape of a can. Yep. I don't care if you made that shit from scratch.
And you know what's funny is I was talking I was talking with Larissa about this earlier because she's going to make some homemade cranberry sauce, like with like she's got fresh cranberries and is going to make it, and I'll try it. But I like cranberries. I like cranberry juice. I like the dried out the craisins or whatever they're fucking called. Like
cranberry vodka.
Cranberry vodka. Oh, like anything. But for some reason, you slide that fucking Jello shit out of that can and just plop it on there, and I don't like it. And I see people put it on the turkey and eat it with the turkey at the same time. And I'm like, no, I've tried it. That's why I know I don't like it. So I don't need to keep doing it. But
second, really close second to me is the green bean casserole. I don't really like the green bean casserole.
Oh, we were talking about that.
Okay. So I do my own. Nobody gets green bean casserole anymore because I make my own green bean dish I hated fucking green bean casserole. So I said, if we're going to have green beans, I'll volunteer to cook the green beans. Now, then when I bring green beans, I bring garlic maple bacon green beans. Like,
right. But you don't get green beans in the can, right? You get like fresh green beans.
Oh,
right?
No. Yeah, they're fresh. No. They're not sliced. Yeah, they're not chewing. They're fresh green beans.
Because that's what we were talking about. A lot of people use the fucking canned green beans and their green bean casserole. And it's like the canned fucking mushrooms and
Luckily, I've only had that once. I've only had like the can. I call it the can special. I've only had a can special once, and that shit was disgusting. I mean,
it looks like canned green beans covered in mayonnaise and topped with toasted onion straws.
That's horrible.
That's
terrible.
You know what else I don't? You know what I don't like on the dessert side?
Hold on. Okay, so I gotta tell you, I'm gonna say that Brussels sprouts. Like, is it?
I just had that for dinner tonight. Oh,
God.
Brussels sprouts with bacon.
Yeah. So generally, okay, hold on. I'll go on the record by saying I don't like Brussels sprouts, but there are a certain types of preparation of Brussels sprouts. And what Matt is saying is 100% correct. My wife gets down when she makes her Brussels sprouts with, you're mentioning bacon. Mm-hmm. Just bacon, a little bit of shallots in the motherfucker, and then she does a balsamic fucking glaze.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, she cooks that shit down. That shit. But I hate regular Brussels sprouts.
Like, grandma's Brussels sprouts, like boiled Brussels. No, I'm out.
You know, I call Brussels sprouts like the retarded cousin of the cabbage. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna put that out there. I'm just
putting it out. It's an undersized, midget, deformed, retarded cabbage.
I'm sorry. I know.
Okay.
Remember, send all your hate mail to mailbag@locker.
So, what Thanksgiving dish do you hate that everybody else loves?
Mine would still be that fucking cranberry shit because everybody eats that shit up.
I see people post on fucking Facebook about like, I don't care if it came out of a can.
What's the
fucking cranberry?
Yeah. I can't do the yams. The yams with the
marshmallows and the brown sugar. So good.
Everybody loves it.
So good.
Yeah, no, my mom makes a killer one. My mom makes a killer. I never liked it.
It looks like baby shit.
You know what I don't like on in the dessert front? Do you guys ever have that Jello with the fucking marshmallows and fruit and shit inside of it?
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia. Fuck that. Ambrosia. Whoever fucking thought of that, they're fuck them.
Okay. Can I just say, I'm going to go on record and say anybody that puts any solid object in Jello needs to be dragged out into the street and eaten.
Unless it's a stapler. Within an inch of your life.
Oh, okay.
Unless
it's a stapler. I'll give you that one.
Unless you're fucking with somebody in the office and it's a stapler. I'm just saying.
Okay, so do you guys have any family traditions, like Thanksgiving family traditions? Like some people go, everybody goes shopping on Black Friday or some people
stay
out until midnight and they go,
So Jules, my wife and I do, Jules and I do. We do. And that's the one thing. Oh, well, we get together with usually her. We round robin with whoever's family we go to. And that's everyone does that. But I guess our tradition is when we're done at the family's house at about 8 o'clock at night, we roll out to Target. And it's not 5 or 4 when they open and 2 o'clock when they open. And I got to tell you, maybe I shouldn't be saying this because I'm going to fuck myself up. And now it's going to be like a madhouse. But every year, we've done it every year that we've been together. And every year we've gone, we go at about 8:30. and it's just like a busy Sunday. No one's killing each other. No one's throwing anything.
Well, because there's no more Black Friday. It's like they start on Thursday afternoon and Thursday night.
It's not terrible.
Like it was before. And then it goes through the Cyber Monday. And
but here's the thing. Do you remember growing up when all they said was the day after Thanksgiving is the busiest shopping day of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like growing up, we knew the day after Thanksgiving was the busiest shopping day of the year, but it wasn't Black Friday. You know, that was a retail term because, you know, for their shitty last quarter.
Right. So they can get out of the red and get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, anyway, I hate, well, my family has our tradition. The end of Thanksgiving is officially the start of the Christmas season. So like all Christmas music and all Christmas movies are banned the rest of the year. Right. And the reason we banned them, and it kind of makes things fun. You guys remember this growing up, right? We didn't have TiVo. We didn't have DVD. We didn't have streaming. We had maybe, you know, if you were lucky by the time you were in, you know, late elementary, early junior high, you had a VCR and you could rent movies and stuff. But when Rudolph came on, or when Charlie Brown Christmas Special came on, or, Frosty the Snowman came on.
Yeah.
That was like everybody marked it down on the TV guide and the whole family got together and we turned that shit on because that was the only time you were going to get to see it for another 364 days.
Yep.
It became special, right? It was super like, oh, we only get these once a year. It made those specials became synonymous with like family time, Christmas time. So when my kids had like How the Grinch Stole Christmas cartoon on DVD and How the Grinch Stole Christmas Jim Carrey movie on DVD, and they could just watch this stuff anytime and they'd be like, well, I love that movie. And I'm like, but it's not Christmas time. But I love that movie, but it's not Christmas time. So I enacted this rule to make those movies and all that music special. I said, not until after Thanksgiving dinner. So once Thanksgiving dinner's over at my house, the kids get very excited because that means my daughter every year, she goes and turns on the TV and turns on the streaming music, puts on Christmas songs. And now we've taken to giving each other, we have a gift exchange of ugly Christmas sweaters. So you get somebody's name. And then after Thanksgiving dinner, everybody gives each other, and even if we're in different houses, you have to mail them to where they're going to be spending Thanksgiving. So everybody opens their ugly Christmas sweater after Thanksgiving dinner that they got from their secret, whatever. And that's officially like the beginning of Christmas.
Hey, are they still doing the Twilight Marathon? Remember that?
What?
Twilight or Twilight Zone?
Twilight Zone.
Oh,
I was like, who did you become for a second talking about fucking Twilight Marathon?
I think every holiday, you get a Labor Day, you get a Memorial Day, and you get a Thanksgiving Day Twilight Zone Marathon. You get like a New Year's Day. You get any
New Year's Day
where you're home from work, they run a Twilight Zone Marathon.
Yep.
I think it's part of the FCC law about TV. Okay. I will tell you one of my fondest memories, and one of the reasons I bring this up is because this is our Thanksgiving episode, and I know some of our War Stories fans are in the military or firefighters or police officers or medical technicians, medics, nurses, doctors.
Thank you, and we love you all.
So some of you people are out there working right now as you're listening to this, because you were like, oh, I got to have to work Thanksgiving. So I'm going to save that episode because it's coming out on Thanksgiving. I'm going to listen to it while I'm working. So if that's you driving around the ambulance or the black and white, or sitting there in your warm fire station, eating a nice turkey dinner that is just like what you would have gotten at home. If you're one of those people,
I knew you were going to do that too. I was just waiting. I'm like, here it comes.
No, I just wanted to say thank you. I remember we had an officer whose mother lived within our jurisdiction. And every year on Thanksgiving, she opened her doors and set a couple of extra places and made extra portions of the food. And she said, any officer on the department that was working Thanksgiving Day could come to her house on duty, unannounced, sit down and have a home cooked Thanksgiving dinner at her family table. No questions asked. So nice. for those of you who can't do that, for all the guys that are going to be eating the reheated and girls that are going to be eating the reheated or the microwave dinners on the trunk of their police car, or the, you know, table at the fire station or the break room at the hospital. You know, thank you. Cause, I don't have to work this Thanksgiving, but I know a lot of you guys do. So that was all I wanted to say. And hopefully that will keep them out of our houses from busting us if we have an extra family member over.
Yeah. What is it? What's the cap that we're at? What is it? It's three households, right? There's no actual number. It was just no more than three different households.
I thought households.
It was 10. Is it 10?
It was three households, but no more than 10 people. So they're assuming
right, like, I'm on it.
Each household has three people. Like, I don't understand the numbers there.
Yeah, that don't make sense. Well, how are they going to enforce that?
Well, a lot of sheriffs aren't gonna. They've already put out statements saying, you know, fuck the fear.
Yeah, if you call regarding that, we're not going to respond to those calls because we have actual police work to do. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought it was 10. My wife handed me the guest list for Thanksgiving. Turns out the list was 11. Apparently.
So do you guys, is there like a name
on the list? No, I just volunteered to kill one of the people on the list.
I was going to say that that's what you do, right?
Yeah. I mean,
or do you just get like your top, like four that you'd be okay with losing and you have them battle it out? So it's a four battle royale, and then
my wife and I gets kicked get out. We each get our top three that are like safe, right? Like nobody can pick them, and then we each get our bottom, you know, two, and my bottom two has to fight her bottom two, and then the losing bottom two, have to fight each other, and whoever's asked, last man standing.
Wow,
I'm sorry, that's not a popular opinion.
I just pulled it. Just break a. I say just break a pool cue in half and throw it on the ground. And be like, who wants turkey? just throw the bitch on the ground. And be like, gobble gobble, motherfuckers. It's time
gobble,
to get down.
Gobble gobble, motherfuckers.
Convert my kid's jungle gym into a Thunderdome. Two guests enter, one guest leave. Throwing like a fucking chainsaw and a hatchet. Start placing bets.
Did you see the CDC guidelines for Thanksgiving? Did you read those?
I just found them.
Oh, no singing.
Oh, not the CDC.
Yeah, no singing. Keep the music down low.
No drinking. Like.
Well, they're saying that if you drink alcohol or do drugs, it could impair your mind and you won't follow their asinine COVID protocols. Because you'll get drunk and be like, fuck it. I'm going to give you a high five. And then you got the Rona.
Hey, this shit says 2 hours or less.
2 hours. My family can't eat in 2 hours.
And I think they're saying you should be outside, or if you're inside, you should open up all the windows.
All right, you guys want to hear the guidelines?
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
All right, gatherings should not have
people. Is this CDC?
This is California. California issued guidelines.
California.
Okay. All right, so gatherings cannot have. We're not even suggesting. This is what it says. Gatherings cannot have people from more than three households. This includes anyone who is present at these gatherings. Keep the households that you spend with that you spend time with stable. Do not mix into multiple gatherings. All right, so no house hopping. No house hopping for Thanksgiving. Remind me to tell you about my first Thanksgiving experience with my wife.
Well, hold on. So far no more than three households.
Yeah,
no 2 hours
and Thanksgiving. Hours. No house hopping.
The no day after, we want you all to cram into fucking Target, Walmart, fucking where the fuck ever, and crawl all over each other to get these fucking TVs, right?
I thought they were closing that down.
Yeah, no, they're done with that, man. Like they've been dropping the Black Friday sale prices to do store pickup. You can order. Their whole thing is now what they want you to do. A lot of stores, they want you to do shop online and do store pickup. It's first come, first serve, just like you would.
Yeah. So it's going to be like trying to get tickets to a concert. Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be more, it's going to be a virtual click away. Well,
you,
and
look, you just wait around the corner with your truck and you fucking sandbag some motherfucker as they're loading up their TV. And then there you go. Right.
So that brings up an interesting thing, because we're talking about the COVID restrictions and we promised we were going to talk about this. So as we're closing, I wanted to bring up the Five Finger Death Punch video that we were asked to watch, called Living the Dream. And so we haven't talked about it until we finally decided this was the episode, because we're talking about the restrictions and stuff. And that video is all about the restrictions. Now,
oh yeah,
what did I say to you earlier, Matt? I like the song. I really do like the song. And yet the joke that makes me laugh is the joke that says, Five Finger Death Punch is what you get when you order a metal band off of Wish.com.
Those poor guys.
I know. Well, so I realized that, like, there's certain bands, Five Finger Death Punch, Nickelback, Maroon 5, like, no matter how many hit songs they write, everybody's still going to hate them, right?
Yeah.
They're just going to be like, fuck you guys.
Sure.
But this video, aside from being for a cool fucking song, it's one of the greatest political statements I have seen in a long time. Like, this is, remember back in the 90s when REM was always like trying to send you a message about how you should feel, like,
yeah,
with some weird ass music video starring a dude in a pancake costume having sex with a dolphin or some shit. I don't, like, it was always this
pancake outfit. All right.
I don't know. It was just, you know, something like that. But the video, this is like an actual, like, story, like back to the old days, mm-hmm, when a video had a story.
Right.
And it sent a message that I was all about. And if you haven't watched it, go look it up and go watch it. But as Matt and I discussed, because he told me when I first watched it, he said, make sure you watch it till the end.
And yes, that is, you have to.
So, Marco, have you watched this video?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm, it's called Living the Dream, and it shows a very idyllic American life, but there's this old rich white woman with, like, way too much plastic surgery and a silver, like, beehive bouffant, like, just old rich white lady.
Yeah.
And
you can make a parallel to a certain political figure in the state of California that could portray.
Well, I just love the fact that the video opens up with fucking zombies pushing shopping carts full of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And so you got the zombies run around getting toilet paper for no reason. You've got people being given surgical masks to put on, and when they put the mask on, they're given a little button with the hammer and sickle that says compliant, and, you know, patted on the head and sent on their merry way. And then you got another guy who's working with a pick in digging.
Yeah. Like a mine or some shit. Yeah.
A mine or a rock quarry or something.
Or a quarry. Yeah.
And he's wearing a jumpsuit that has the American flag. But as you zoom in on the American flag on the back, the stars in the blue field are also hammer and sickle. And you start to get the idea as this video follows this old lady around, she's kind of running the show. Like, she's, yeah, you can tell people to do whatever she wants.
Well, and don't gloss over Captain America doing fucking big old fat rails of coke off his shield and Superman just shoving, and they're all just, you know, old, out of shape, freaking,
oh, right, and
washed up, you know,
and Iron Man fucking, ODing on a fucking Tide
Pod. Yeah, the Tide Pod. Oh, man.
And there, you know, the song at that point in the lyrics is that literally, you know, asking Captain America and Superman and Iron Man to help, and, you know, showing that they've gotten fat and addicted to coke and so stupid they're eating Tide Pods. And then you move on to, you know, that they're not going to be able to help you. And this, yeah, you know, old rich woman, now she has, this was the part that's really struck me aside from the
Well, wait, when I'm going to back up. When the scene where she was handing out the masks and the buttons,
yes,
she's not wearing a mask.
Yes.
And her little button says exempt.
Exempt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's the same kind of button that the other person's wearing, only a different color. And instead of saying compliant, it says exempt.
Right.
Then you see her walking down the street holding what look like dog leashes. But at the end of the leashes are men with like black hoods and black pants and like, you know, looking like, you know, oh, I don't know, peaceful protesters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mixed
yeah,
with a little
like
bit
to
of
wear all black
bondage. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And they come upon somebody who is displaying an American flag of all things.
The ice cream man.
The ice cream man.
The ice cream man.
What's more wholesome than a goddamn ice cream man with an right. American flag?
In his little ice cream truck.
And so she sees, this old lady sees the American flag and gets so angry. She yells and screams and points at it and then lets her leash, the leashes go. And these strangely, you know, black clad hooded figures all of a sudden start destroying this ice cream man's truck, his private property, because he was displaying an American flag. And the distinct idea is that she had complete control of these, you know, rioters the entire time, holding them on a real short leash, and then lets them go whenever she wants because she's unhappy with what somebody's doing.
Right. Yep.
And the video ends with a cop and a parolee and the guy digging the rock quarry and a soldier,
Captain America, yeah, all
and
the they characters all start
picking. They all start realizing that this if they, you know, work together, if they work together for a common cause, they can defeat this woman. And they start carrying the flag towards, you know, you can see them running and charging in slow mo, and then they're just getting mowed down with gunfire. And every time somebody carrying the flag gets mowed down with gunfire, a different personality picks up the flag and keeps running with it. It's one of the most powerful political statements I've seen in years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Years. And I mean, I'd have to go back to our punk rock days of our 20s to think of, you know, some of the music videos, and a lot of those were underground, where they were, you know, sending a message about oppression and, you know, the days of the PMRC and, you know, Ice-T. Like, my dad was a cop and Ice-T was singing a song called Cop Killer. And as much as I hated the idea of a song like that, I was telling all the people that were saying, well, you can't say that. I'm like, yes, you can. The First Amendment says you can, and you may not like it, but he has a right to say it. And I may not want to hear a song called Cop Killer. My dad's a cop, you know, but I'll fight for his right to put a song out there that says that. And people thought, even 20 years ago, people thought that was so foreign. Like, no, I don't agree with him, but I will defend his right to say it to the death. And that's the last time I can remember music making that strong of a political statement. Oh, sure, they want to beat you over the head with like all these other social statements, but not a political statement like that.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah, and it's so, I mean, the way they crafted this video, and I like how, you know, we're not going to tell you guys how it ends, but you really have to watch that video up until the very last second, because it, you know, that last scene ties everything together.
Yeah.
But I guess there was a lot of the band got a lot of backlash and blowback about, oh, you guys are what all the fucking knuckle dragging mouth breathers. All they saw out of that video was, oh, Five Finger Death Punch is anti-mask. That's what the mouth breathers got out of that. Oh, it's anti-mask. It's like, no, and they're pointing out
that's that's literally 1/5 of the
right plot. Right. But it's like, it's pointing out the hypocrisy, because, you know, yes, what shithead Newsom was just busted again at some fancy bougie French restaurant with more people than he should have been according to his own rules, and was just straight, but nobody was wearing masks. Like, he broke all of his own rules. So it's like that exemplifies that parallel that, you know, that she's got the exempt sticker and everything. And it's just pointing out the hypocrisy of the whole situation. Yeah. But, you know, people
somebody
just
needs to hand this guy a book about French history and highlight the section on Marie Antoinette.
Right. Yeah.
Because that cake shit didn't go well for her.
It did not. Not at all. Not at all.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I think that about covers it for our Thanksgiving special.
Yes.
Do you guys have anything? Did you guys have any like memories of ethnic parts? Like you were talking about your Italian grandma stuffing. Marco, you didn't really have like home cooked traditional Thanksgiving dinners because you were in Venezuela. So has it all just been adapting to American cuisine and learning how to cook it since you've been here?
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, taking on we came here and we bring our culture with us, but we wanted to immerse. My parents always wanted us to immerse in the culture, in the American culture. So when it came to the holidays, we kept Christmas traditional to us. So we eat traditional Venezuelan Christmas meal. But Thanksgiving, yeah, no, we learned how to make, you know, more like turkey and the stuffing and you know, and so on and so forth. My mom did a really good job of that right away.
I can just see Sophia like, honey, I'm going to learn how to make an American turkey, okay? I'm going to learn how to make an American turkey. Mijo, it's going to be delicious.
Mira, don't worry about it. It's going to be tender. It's going to be delicious. And gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Well, that's what I love about American Thanksgiving. It's so uniquely American, but it also, because America was supposed to be, for a long time, a melting pot. There's so many dishes that are from other cultures that we can incorporate.
Definitely. Into
Thanksgiving. I mean, yeah, we can have, you know, stuffing and turkey and mashed potatoes and stuff, but like all the green beans and the yams and the, you know, there's all these different things that get brought in, but except for the fucking person that brought in the green bean casserole, whoever that fucking person is.
Fuck you.
Fuck that guy.
Let me leave you guys with a small story. Okay. When I say small, I understand. I'm the king of the bird walk. Just go with me on this. The first Thanksgiving that I had with my wife, so we were just dating at the time. We're not married yet. We had to house hop because we started dating right before Thanksgiving. So I was already committed to going to my mom's house for Thanksgiving. And of course, being the first Thanksgiving with new girlfriend, I wanted to do, you know, little house hop and go over to her parents' house. Well, this is the first year that her parents were not doing Thanksgiving together. Their families get along. So we go and we stop by my mom's house. All good. We go to her dad's house and her stepmom's house. And her stepmom, gosh, she's a great woman with my kids. She is kooky as fuck. All right. She's kooky as fuck. So this woman, I'm going to cut it short. We had food there. It was delicious. Her dad can cook. Her, you know, stepmom can cook. All great. But this woman handed out song lyrics. So we can all gather around the table. Go with me on this. All right. So we can all gather around the Thanksgiving table and sing songs. You know what fucking songs they were?
Well, are they Thanksgiving songs or are they churchy songs?
No,
so curious.
No, dude. No, you were singing Spice Girls and shit.
No, dude. No. We were singing like America the Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? The Star Spangled Banner. You know what I'm saying? Because it's an American holiday. So this is.
I would be offended that she actually handed out lyrics. Like, I don't know that damn song anyway.
That's true.
Well, she had a couple foreign exchange students. How dare you? Right? Pretty elementary school. Listen, I said the Pledge of Allegiance enough time in my lifetime to remember that. You know, but yeah, she started hanging out song sheets for us to sing around. No, there was no music accompaniment. Nope.
Oh, acapella. No, hell yeah.
No one was playing the piano in the corner. Everyone was over there just like, what? Why are we seeing, you know, America the Beautiful right now during Thanksgiving? over the carcass of a turkey.
I like that. So, yeah. I actually kind of like that. That's kind of sweet.
Yeah, you would.
I guess, of course I would, because I was the guy that teared up watching the country Western music documentary on PBS when they talked about Gene Autry writing Home on the Range. And I thought to myself, and I got a little teary eyed thinking, you know, I never even considered the fact that there was a time when Home on the Range didn't exist. And the idea of the moment Gene Autry sat down and wrote such a beautiful song like Home on the Range, just, I was watching. It's a great documentary if you haven't seen it. It's like 8 episodes and they're 2 hours a piece.
Apparently, if it moved you to fucking tears, oh, it's got to be. It moved me to tears
multiple times. That was only like the first episode, but I can tell you it was great. Anyway, on that note, as we're talking about my love for Americana music.
It moved into tears because he had a Brokeback moment in his guy.
I reject you totally. Until our next episode, we'll see you in the locker room.
Oh, we forgot to tell everybody to take the fucking tracking devices out of their turkeys, or else they're going to know how many people are in there. Those little plastic things that pop up, those are fucking tracking devices by the government. Take those out as soon as you get home.
Oh my god.
And fucking throw them in the garbage disposal.
Wait, so do you guys remember any of that? Do you remember any of those songs from growing up?
Which one? What song? What song?